here's a story from The World.
It was a year of canceled trips. Disappointing to miss out on your travel plans and dreams. For scientists doing fieldwork, though, being stuck at home was a much bigger deal. Many of them are still stuck at home at a time when they need to travel most. The World's Carolyn Beeler has our story.
Last September, geologist Ashley Hood was so bored 50 days into lockdown in Melbourne that she started analyzing the bits of rock in her home's tile floor.
I was in the unfortunate position of having 6 field trips cancelled in 2020, and I was going a bit mad, I think.
She posted her observations on Twitter.
The 2020 lockdown field guide to the geology of my house, the thread.
In one tweet, she posted a photo of grey tile with oval deposits and explained they likely formed on a seafloor.
They might have been a bit slimy, washing around in the waves. Please take me to find some more in the Bahamas or Bermuda.
Hood studies how ancient environmental conditions affected the evolution of life. She finally gathered rocks in the wild again on a trip to Central Australia back in January. But Victoria, where she lives, just entered a new COVID lockdown. And now Hood is pregnant with her first child.
And I know that, you know, as soon as we have a kid, it's going to be much more difficult to go to the remote mountains of Canada or, you know, Central Australia or Africa or places like this.
Layer professional logistics onto the personal, and fieldwork gets even more complicated. Research trips to hard-to-reach places like the Arctic and Antarctic can take years to plan, and they continue to be disrupted by the pandemic even as some more accessible research starts up again. In Greenland, an international project that's been studying the melting northeast Greenland ice sheet is canceled for a second season this summer.
Normally we would go towards Greenland in late April.
Danish scientist Hilla Astrid Kær says a rotating crew of about 35 international scientists and staff fly to a field camp on the glacier on special planes fitted with skis.
And from there, we basically camp at the northeast Greenland ice stream.
It wasn't clear if the special planes would be available this year, and the team didn't want to bring COVID to Greenland, which has recorded only about 40 cases so far.
The risk is, of course, that the infrastructure has now been standing on the ice sheet with nobody to maintain it for two years. And this means that our things are basically getting buried.
Buried by snow. Aerial photos show snowdrifts nearly reach the roofs of garage and cargo tents at the field camp. Wooden stakes stuck into the ice to measure snow accumulation might in fact be completely covered by next summer. That could ruin 2 years of measurements. The underground snow caves the team works in while drilling into the ice are starting to collapse under the weight of accumulating snow. Visits from polar bears are another concern, Kerr says.
There is the risk that a window gets broken either by wind or polar bears or something else, and then everything snows within the building or the tent.
On the very bottom of the Earth, science teams at the US, UK, and Australian Antarctic research bases were significantly reduced this year.
So in a typical year, we have 31 people deploy to Antarctica. And in the 2021 season, we had nobody deploy.
Michael Gusev is the lead scientist for a project that's been taking the same measurements at streams, glaciers, soils, and lakes in one Antarctic region since 1993.
For the most part, these are all uninterrupted until the pandemic.
Almost none of that data was collected in the last field season. That includes observations that help Gusev and his team understand how climate change is impacting the region.
Without those measurements, we don't quite know how the glacier is responding. So when we start to look at time series, I think one of the fears that we have is whenever we put time on the x-axis and try to look at how something changes, we now have a new gap.
The professional toll of this interruption is hitting graduate students the hardest. They have a limited window of time and funding to gather data for their dissertation research. Elizabeth Case is a PhD student at Columbia University who planned on using radar to study a glacier in West Antarctica for 2 field seasons. Now she doesn't think she'll go at all.
It was like definitely a whole morning process. Just the excitement and the like wildness of being able to go to a place like Antarctica. That was a huge reason I joined glaciology.
Case is now using archival data and modeling so she can still complete her research. And she started working on new diversity efforts in her field.
It took a lot of sort of like reflection to get to a place where I was like, okay with refactoring my dissertation and seeing sort of the bright side. But yeah, I mean, I really do hope that I get to go to Antarctica one day. It would be definitely a dream come true.
It's not clear yet how the pandemic will impact science and a generation of young scientists in the long term. but they've already started to study how our slowdown during the pandemic is impacting planet Earth. They're calling it the anthropause. For The World, I'm Carolyn Beeler. From PRX.